In this podcast, I want to talk about requirements that reflect social responsibility. Over the past several years, we've seen many different social apps and products, such as Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, and so on, that have emerged and trended almost overnight. Many of these products measurably enhance and support societal values, for example, by fostering communication, enabling social networks, delivering personal services, or providing commerce platforms. Apps and social networking sites have become so ubiquitous that we rely on them for many facets of our daily lives. We use them to plan driving routes, to reserve flights, view photographs, track our exercise routines, or to select and stream movies. In fact, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg recently claimed that 1 million users, or 1/7 of the world's population, had used Facebook in a single day. That's actually quite astounding. Unfortunately, the story is not universally rosy. The same products that enhance our lifestyles also have the potential for significant harm. For example, in 2013, a 19-year-old man committed suicide after two young women wrote malicious and completely unfounded posts about him on Facebook. As we well know, this kind of incident is not isolated, and there have been several recent studies that have showed cyberbullying to be on the rise. Further, the prevalence of other internet-based crimes, such as cyberstalking and cyber harassment, has led many countries to enact specific laws or to change existing harassment and stalking laws to address those antisocial behaviors. More recently, the People app was announced. Instead of collecting ratings of businesses, hotels, restaurants, or other things that we're used to, People was designed to collect ratings about individual people. Users would be able to grade the personality of their friends, ex-boyfriends, teachers, bosses, just about anyone they came into contact with. People's co-founder, Julia Cordray, explained that once someone entered a review into the system, the subject of that review would not be able to have it removed. The premise was that both positive and negative reviews were important for the app's success and its utility. However, the idea of distilling someone's personality into a 5-star rating led to quite a bit of public outcry. This in turn resulted in immediate backtracking, which I discuss a little bit later on. It's uncertain what form the app, the People app, will assume when it does eventually, if ever, hit the market. In another example, Sketch Factor was released in 2014 and described as a community empowerment tool that would let people record first-hand reports of sketchy incidents. What is a sketchy incident? Well, here's an example. A user might report a homeless person sleeping under a bridge, a location at which they felt harassed by a construction crew, or a corner at which they noticed an insalubrious group of young people congregating. Critics quickly raised issues of racial profiling and pointed out that sketchiness is very much in the eye of the beholder. Furthermore, profiling a neighborhood in such a way would surely be offensive to its residents and would further disenfranchise and adversely affect a neighborhood that's probably already down on its luck. Whether you agree with Sketch Factor's co-founders or critics, the fact remains that apps designed to benefit one particular user group might offend or harm others. So the real question here is, who is responsible for the impact of an app? Should designers and developers bear responsibility for the social impact of the products they create? In an interview with Bloomberg Business, Jim Adler said that we, the developers, can make stuff work, but it's not our job to figure out if it's right or not. Well, I beg to differ. Product developers can and must consider the social and ethical ramifications of products they deliver. But how do we do that? To answer this question, let's take a closer look at how requirements are discovered and dealt with in the fast-moving, fluid world of app development. In many app projects, the traditional requirements engineering process takes on the form of feature design and selection, with app founders, developers, funders, and users assuming the responsibility for feature and process vetting. However, If we accept that many new products on the market are developed without formal requirement solicitation and analysis, it's important to define new common sense practices for ensuring that ethical requirements are considered from the get-go. These are explicitly defined requirements that protect the needs of vulnerable and potentially adversely impacted stakeholders. In my column, I show a socially responsible requirements engineering process for rating an app such as People. First, we identify the targeted users and then the stakeholder groups that the product might adversely impact. These often aren't difficult to imagine. For example, in this case, people whose reputations are maligned through low personality ratings. Once we've identified those stakeholders, we can systematically identify the ways they could be harmed, for example, by privacy intrusions, loss of personal reputation, or product addiction. An example of such addiction is when a young Korean couple became so engrossed in raising their online virtual child that their real 3-month-old infant starved to death. Only when we've documented the potential harms can we identify mitigations and ultimately decide whether the app is socially responsible as well as being financially viable. Identifying social impacts can be difficult. It's not dissimilar to the task of securing a software system, which has sometimes been described as a game of cat and mouse, where the developers adopt current best security practices only for the system to be later attacked by a new, previously unknown attack mechanism. Building socially responsible apps suffers from this same challenge. New products change how people behave, and sometimes the new behavior leads to previously unimagined social impacts, which must be addressed as they emerge. Although I realize that some people might consider it naive to expect product innovators to take the time to analyze social impact, recent history suggests that peer pressure will eventually drive them to do so anyway. In the case of People, the co-founders reacted to the public outcry by creating requirements on the fly. First, they declared that all ratings would be posted, positive or negative. Then, they declared a set of requirements that allowed people being rated to review and dispute negative posts and disallowed negative posts against people who had never logged into the system. Finally, in a last-ditch effort to save their product, they announced their expectation that people's good nature would shine through and that people would turn out to be an overtly positive experience. Much time, effort, and ill feeling could have been averted if they had thought through the app's social ramifications in advance. Fortunately, most app developers desire to deliver socially responsible apps. The few simple steps I've outlined here could help us think through potential harm, identify mitigating requirements, and ensure that the products we develop maximize good and minimize harm.